I'm delighted to be joined now by Andrew Barnard, who represents and is the CEO of Body Holiday and Stolen Time in the incredible locations in St. Lucia. Andrew, thank you so much for joining me on this special wellness episode of the podcast. I feel very lucky to have you. We've been talking before we were recording, before we started recording, and the history of the two resorts and your background is absolutely fascinating. So can you just start by introducing yourself to the listeners and a little bit more about the two beautiful resorts that you look after?
Thank you very much, Hayley. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you. Yeah, so I'm Andrew Barnard and I run Body Holiday and Stolen Time, our family resorts in St. Lucia. I've been with the resorts for 24 years now. We are owner-operated, family business in St. Lucia. We're a 150-year-old family business. My grandfather started us in tourism when he built 12 rooms next to his beach house and opened a little resort called Malabar Beach Hotel in 1966. And so he was one of the pioneers of tourism in the Eastern Caribbean, really. After that, my father moved back to St. Lucia, took over the business, and then evolved that little hotel and opened what was effectively the third fully all-inclusive resort in the Caribbean and the world. And that was Couples St. Lucia in 1981. And then a few years after that, we decided that we were going to do another all-inclusive. And we were looking for a different concept as opposed to a couples only idea. And a friend of my father's, well, you know, this idea of rejuvenation and looking and feeling good and feeling young is going to become more and more important. We should really look about doing a holiday experience around that idea. And so him and two friends set about conceptualizing this idea of what we called the holiday of rejuvenation. And then after buying an ailing resort on St. Lucia and a large renovation, they opened Body Holiday in December 1988. And that was, if you like, it was the world's first overseas destination spa, a place where you actually went to feel better, to change the way you live, to inspire yourself towards a greater sense of well-being. And these often, you know, these are more modern terms that we use, wellness and well-being and life change and all that sort of thing. Back in the day in 1988, it was simply the idea that, you know, I'm a stressed out yuppie on my mobile phone in my car, you know, and I need to go somewhere to manage my stress, to lose some weight, to look and feel better, you know, and balance my life. And that idea was the founding idea of Body Holiday and remains even more relevant today than it ever has been.
Well, Andrew, it's fascinating that you really were the pioneers. As you said, back in the 80s, it wasn't something that was widely talked about, and it wasn't in the mainstream at all. And obviously to have continued that success for such a long duration. And then let's talk about the newer property, Stolen Time, because that has a lot of similarities, but also more of an intimate feel and a focus on mental health, which is fascinating.
That's right. So we recognized that there was a shift happening in the marketplace, even pre-COVID, towards you know, stress, mental health, and particularly a younger generation coming through you know, with the pressures of social media and the sort of geopolitical uncertainty of the world, that there was this, you know, this tension that that existed. And we started thinking about how to do a wellness idea at our other property that would support them. And then along came COVID, and that sort of sharpened our ideas even more. And so we'd already started all the branding. We'd already started all the ideas behind Stolen Time. And then we decided to launch, right as we opened from Stolen from COVID, pardon me, this idea of stolen time. And that is quite simply a place where you can steal time away from the modern world and find time for yourself to have some me time, you know, as a solo traveler or as a couple, some us time. And really, it's a time for reflection. We've put in a lot of support systems, ideas that allow guests to feel inspired about the way they want to live their life. It's about, while Body Holiday is quite fitness geared and is a bit more get up and go, and it has its own mindfulness program and meditation and all the fun stuff and all that. But Stolen Time really is a place where it's calm and it's got a, it's a paradise garden. I mean, the gardens are unbelievable. It's 400 yards of white sand beach with three beautiful pools and beautiful rooms and fabulous food and wellness food, as well as slightly indulgent food and all of those elements, and dancing at night and DJs and fun. And it has all those joy elements, but there's this undercurrent of sort of sound gongs and retreats and mental wellness activities and meditation, stress management classes, yoga, Pilates, you know, all these elements, with lots of retreat hosts. So I'm visiting yoga presenters, Pilates presenters. We've recently done, we're now into annual retreats with, sexual health retreats and grief and loss retreats, particularly stress management, art and creativity. And all of these things they're core to the DNA of what Stolen Time is. And, we're now only in our third year of the property, the new concept, in a property that we opened in 1966, but this new idea is having amazing traction. People are definitely tuning into it.
Andrew, obviously you must have customers from all over the world that are very different, but talk to me about the kind of traveler that you feel that the resorts attract.
Well, I get asked that question quite a lot, because people are like, it must be sort of quite a fit, get up and go demographic and all super motivated and everything else. But actually, the interesting thing about what we offer is that the motivation to travel fundamentally at both of the resorts is life change, and it's life change for the better. Everybody who comes in some manner or form is looking just to make something a bit better in their lives and their core. And so the motivation to travel is a psychographic one, not quite so demographic. So St. Lucia is a luxury destination, and it's not cheap to fly here and such. So there is, we do have 5-star resorts as well. So it's not, it's a pricey holiday, but at the same time, so you've got an A-level demographic, but you certainly have, people who are looking to change the way they live. Body Holiday's purpose at its core, as well as Stolen Time, both resorts, is quite simply to change people's lives one person at a time. And that idea, in all the messaging, in all of the programs, in all the support systems, in the way the guests experience and enjoy the holiday experience, is all geared towards supporting them on that life, that journey of life, to optimal well-being, essentially. Because, well-being and wellness isn't a state of a singular state. It's a journey. It's a way of living. It's an aspiration to be your best, but whenever you can, and actually to live your best life. We like to think of it in that manner. The people who come to us of all different fitness levels, all different ages, all different abilities, and we're able to customize the experience to each of them, so that they can so that they can get the most out of the holiday that they want.
And for listeners that are used to luxury travel and perhaps have been to beautiful destinations like St. Lucia before, let's sort of really narrow down how an experience at your resorts would differ from being in a very luxury environment that perhaps has yoga classes and a lovely spa. Obviously, I know you offer so much more, but just to differentiate between if people have only ever had a luxury sort of resort spa holiday, let's just sort of talk about those elements that really make what you offer so different, and also the benefits of investing in a wellness holiday as opposed to a luxury holiday.
I think that's a really pertinent question and very insightful of you, because there's a fundamental difference. While our properties are five-star properties, in the messaging and the conversation that we're having with our guests, at no point do you see the word luxury particularly. We don't sell luxury. What we're selling is a transformative holiday of wellness that's designed to change the way you live, right? So the object fundamentally of the holiday experience is different. When you choose to go on a luxury holiday, part of that luxury is inevitably pampering. It's inevitably a fabulous spa with lush treatments and lush product. And, you know, you can stretch and do some yoga and feel oh so relaxed and then enjoy your food and wine and this and that and everything else. Those are luxury pampering holidays. And the world is full of brands that offer that excellently. But what you're not getting is the insights that will change the way you live your life, the expert delivery in health and well-being, in personal training, in diet and nutrition, in functional medicine, in all of those things. You know, when you come to Body Holiday, for example, you've got a prepaid spa treatment every single day of your stay. You've got group exercise classes that start from 6 in the morning through to 6 at night. You've got a huge amount of land sports. You've got the what you're buying into is a wellness lifestyle. You're buying into a range of options that are going to allow you to choose the things that are going to change your life. And so there's the fundamental motivation and reason to purchase is different. And that's something very important to understand.
So, Andrew, I understand that obviously fundamental difference that you're offering. And I can imagine that one of the big differences being that you can go on a luxury holiday anywhere you choose in the world and enjoy the spa. But when you return home, you haven't necessarily changed routines, habits, mindset. So how do you find for the customers that come and enjoy your retreats and resorts, how do you find that their life changes and what do they take away with them back into, you know, when they get back to the 9-to-5 and the hustle and bustle of normal everyday life? How does that kind of stay with them and sort of change them going forward?
It's a good question. It's very important as well, because as I said to you, our purpose is to change people's lives one person at a time. And when we say change people's lives, that's exactly what we mean. We want you to live a better life after your holiday than the one that you led before. And so the approach to wellness that we believe in, and the manner in which we inspire that change in our guests, is not to try and fix them. We're not a fix-it camp. We are a place that provides you with the information, the opportunity, insights, and most importantly, the inspiration and motivation to make small incremental changes in the way that you live your life that will sum up to a large difference in the quality of your life. So What do I mean by that? At Body Holiday, you can come and drink champagne and have steak and big red wines and chocolate cake. You can also have green juices, some steamed fish with some broccoli, and a juicing program. And you can do everything in between. Life is a series of choices at every single place that we go, whether we're on holiday or whether we're back in real life. I want our guests to feel that they should make the right choices at the right time in their life. I want people to indulge with purpose and enjoyment so that it becomes an enhancement of their life. I don't want that when they indulge it to be a vice. If they're controlled by their indulgence, it becomes a vice. So if you change the way you think about the way you eat, then on Friday night, you go out with your friends and you enjoy yourself and you indulge. But then on Saturday, you can wake up and have a very healthy breakfast, a green juice, go for a walk, you know, feel nature, and make some more pious decisions that are in the interests of your well-being. And so, you know, living your best life is about making the right choices that are going to help you live better. And if you learn a few techniques with us that, you know, instead of working out, you can carry on working out, you know, 4 hours a week, but suddenly you're 10% more efficient than you were before. Your movements are more tuned. The actual movement workout that you're doing is more effective. And then it's accompanied by more effective diet and nutrition. And then by just 4%. And you just feel you learned to breathe and you did some exercises in breathing and meditation. And suddenly you're just more mindful and aware by like 5%. And then you connect with your friends and your family better, and your relationships and your sense of joy and friendship are more solid, and just by 5%. And da, da, da. So all these little gains in lots of areas of your life, which are really quite sustainable, you're inspired to feel this way, add up to this sense of glow that you're going to carry with you after your holiday. And, you know, I'm not boasting to say, but that's the reason that Body Holiday has the traction that it has. You know, our guests, we'll have coming from the UK guests who come 3 and 4 times a year, 100%. You know, and over the high season, 70 to 80% of our guests have already been before. So once you start living with us, and making Body Holiday part of your life, it becomes quite addictive, because it's a place that helps you just to live a better life. And every time you come, you feel a little bit better. So it becomes stickier and stickier. And I like to think that we're a force for good in the world, and we're helping people to live better and more fulfilled lives, spiritually, mentally, physically, professionally, and ethically. So I know it's a big claim for just a holiday resort, but it's much more than that. You know, the ethics and the way we think about what we deliver are very carefully thought out, to inspire our guests to live better lives. Hope that answers your question.
It does, and you're clearly so passionate, which is wonderful. And I think to have that customer retention, repeat customers, says so much, doesn't it? And before I let you go, I'd love just to get a little bit of your insight about St. Lucia as a destination for anybody that has never been there. I've been lucky to visit myself, and it really is breathtakingly beautiful, isn't it?
It is breathtakingly beautiful. We are blessed with the most stunning physical environment. It's one of the few West Indian islands that has rivers, waterfalls, a full tropical rainforest with the beautiful biodiversity that comes with that, along with beaches and crystal sea and all of that. So it's St. Lucia's a volcanic island. So it's mountainous. It's your stereotypical dream tropical paradise. It's obviously the famous UNESCO World Heritage site of the pitons that surround the Soufre area, are iconic to the island. The diving and the connection to nature that St Lucia provides, no matter where you stay in all of our fabulous resorts, is really second to none. And that lends to the sense of wellness and that sense of traveler and adventurer that St Lucia attracts. So it's not only a place of that's super romantic, it's a place where you can adventure, it's a place where you can enjoy culture and the people. I think that and that word is crucial, the people of St Lucia. I don't think I've traveled up and down the West Indies through my life, and St Lucia has a very special character because the people really are so welcoming and so fun and so lovely. It's a special place. It really is.
It really is. Oh, Andrew, well, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast this week. Everybody can find you by visiting the website for Body Holiday and Stolen Time. But we really appreciate stealing some of your time. So thank you so much for joining me, Andrew, and best of luck. I will watch with interest as your businesses continue to grow and develop. But well done for all the great work that you do.
Thank you very much, and thank you to all your listeners, and all the best in wellness.